Now, another installment in our series, Brave New Workers, about people adapting to the changing economy.
I need a job and I don't have a skill set other than flying.
One day you might be cleaning a toilet, the next day you might be doing some potentially Nobel Prize winning science.
Maybe I don't just need a different teaching job. Maybe I need a different career.
We begin today on a straight, flat stretch of paved road lined by lush forest just north of the Florida Everglades. That's where we met up with career truck driver Jeff Runyons.
I've done everything from working on trailers, working on trucks, being an owner-operator, being a company driver, management.
In his latest job, Runyons has found himself in the middle of a fight for the future of the $700 billion trucking industry. Companies like Uber, Google, Daimler, and Volvo are all racing to get their self-driving trucks out onto the road first. Runyons works for a much smaller company, Starsky Robotics.
Not space race, but it's kind of, it's new technology. It's like when they went to the moon, right? And we're not going to the moon, but how many people would think a semi would be driving itself?
Instead of trying to beat their competition to developing fully autonomous vehicles, Starsky's strategy is to develop trucks that are autonomous only on the highway and then let remote drivers in an office take the wheel when they hit city streets. It's all still in the testing phase. Runyons is a safety driver. He sits in the driver's seat of the cab, ready to take control if the truck gets into trouble. He also works alongside his company's programmers to test and tweak the truck's sensors and software.
I come up with some suggestions once in a while, and they do work. I'm not an engineer like these guys are, but sometimes they listen to me. So that means I'm part of the team, too.
Runyons got his start in the trucking industry nearly four decades ago.
I've been trucking since 1979. We were like the cowboys of the old days, but we're doing our own thing. We own our own trucks and trying to make our own lives the way it is.
He enjoyed the freedom that came with owning his own truck and the camaraderie he found with the fellow truckers he met crisscrossing the country.
We're truckers and we're young and we're having a good time.
But he says that as the years dragged on, life on the road began to lose its luster. He says the lifestyle was unhealthy and the schedule became grueling.
You just get tired of the same stuff all the time and sleeping in the truck. You're in this little box all the time. Okay, you can't really go anywhere. I mean, the only thing you got to do is go to sleep and get up and do it again.
And he says that after fuel prices surged in the early 2000s, going it alone didn't make financial sense anymore. So he sold his truck and took a job with a commercial trucking company, but quickly found out that wasn't much better.
A normal driver that works for a company, they got to stay out 3 weeks at a time, and they give them 2 days off when they get home. As soon as they get home, after the 2 days, they got to go right back out for 21 more days. That ain't much of a life. Then you're staying in that box again.
Runyons did eventually work his way up to management, but he says despite better pay, the hours and stress were even worse.
I was always in there at 3 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I was wore out. So I figured it's time to try something that was different. And you can't get no more different than this.
Runyons came across an online ad for a technology company in search of experienced truck drivers. He says that at first he wasn't sure about getting behind the wheel of a self-driving truck, but he says he's come to enjoy the work and the hours.
I'm home when I need to be. I'm a happy person now. I get to dress how I want to dress. I'm wearing a uniform.
Runyon says that since he began as a test driver in 2017, he's heard pushback from people who doubt the safety of autonomous vehicles.
People are scared of this technology because they don't understand exactly what's going on with it. They think that the trucks are going to be out there with nobody in them and they're going to be unsafe. I feel like I'm helping make this truck right, and we want to make sure it's safe as it can be being on the highway.
He's also heard from some fellow truckers who fear that the new technology will put them out of a job. But he points out the country has tens of thousands of open trucking jobs that the industry can't even keep up with. And the growing need for remote drivers means there will be plenty of work down the road. Plus, he says, allowing drivers to work remotely will ultimately make their lives easier.
If you can get where you can make a 40-hour hourly job like a regular person and be home with your family, can't ask no more than that. That's like a regular life. A lot of drivers don't have that.
That's career truck driver Jeff Runyons. He's now a test driver for Starsky Robotics, an autonomous trucking startup. He spoke to us for our series, Brave New Workers, on people adapting to a changing economy.